Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us live on the line, Dr. Kevin Shiley, Medical Director of Infection Prevention and Control for Catholic Health. Dr. Shiley, thanks for joining us this morning. We mentioned those numbers off the top. As of the last reported data across the five Western New York counties, 33 COVID hospitalizations. I mean, considering where we once were, that's incredible.
Yeah, good morning, Brian. It really is incredible. We're very happy, as I'm sure everyone, all of your listeners are happy to hear about the dropping numbers across the community. And certainly it's nice to get that with the good weather as well. You know, looking back, we've actually discharged now about 600 people from our COVID treatment center over the past several weeks that were diagnosed with COVID and managed to make it out of there. And it was just wonderful news to see that we hit that milestone of success. But looking back also, you know, we're treated now many, many people, and we've actually tested almost 32,000 people in the past several weeks for COVID. And though the numbers are obviously coming down across the community, and certainly hospitalizations are coming down, we are still seeing cases here and there pop up. So, you know, it is very important people understand that COVID is still in the community, albeit at a low level.
Dr. Shiley, does it mean that St. Joseph's COVID-only hospital is nearly empty?
Currently, we have about nine people over there right now. So compared to our peak, where we're well over 150 people, it is definitely a far lower census. It is still working, though, as a COVID treatment center, and that's very important to understand that we are going to continue to help the community as long as that need is there.
And you continue to have that open, continue to have kind of these plans in place for in the event that another spike happens. How would you rate us now as opposed to at the beginning of this pandemic in terms of preparedness?
Well, you know, Brian, I think the entire country has learned a lot over the past several weeks, and Catholic Health certainly has been working on each step of this pandemic as if it's like a new day every day. There were times a few months ago when we were working on major decisions and major projects to respond to the pandemic, and the situation would change within hours, and we would have to pivot once more. The good news is, from what we have learned over the past several weeks, about months now, that I think we've got a lot more more solid plans in place in terms of how we can respond. We know a lot more about how this virus behaves, although there still are many open questions about it. We are not completely in the dark. If you recall, when COVID-19 really first started becoming a significant issue in the United States, there were so many unknown questions, even about how easily the virus could be transmitted, the type of protective equipment that worked and didn't work, and what we needed to do as a community. Even there were even some open questions there. So I think we've learned quite a bit, and we have to utilize that learning to anticipate really how to behave in the coming weeks and months, because as many of your listeners probably know, this isn't necessarily going to go away in the immediate future.
It seems like you can kind of finally catch your breath here on this for a little bit. Do you find, Dr. Shiley, that there are maybe some counterparts of yours in other states that are calling and asking, you know, how did you do it?
Right. We are definitely starting to hear some rumbles from elsewhere in the country because New York State really was hit very, very hard. And there are a lot of lessons learned here. I think the community masking policy, I think, was something that was really important. And it took some time to learn that, I think, across the state of New York, but it did happen. And, you know, now in the southern states, I think that's something that's going to need to be considered. And I think the other major lessons that came out of the region and New York State are the experiences with long-term care nursing home facilities and just watching how easily this virus can spread.
And that's certainly an important point to bring up when it comes to these nursing home facilities. What is the best practice now to prevent, if there is a case inside of a nursing home, to prevent that spread that we saw so much just a couple months ago?
Well, one of the early steps that we took that I think was really the right move was to consider a single case within any long-term care facility, whether it be from a person that actually works at the facility or a resident of that facility, as an outbreak, a single case. And so when you do that, what that leads to is really testing the entire facility, including all the staff. And not only that, progressing to a more aggressive testing style and surveillance style, where we actually test all of the healthcare workers repeatedly as part of ongoing surveillance, even when there aren't cases, so we can kind of stamp out any infections that may enter the facility as quickly as possible. And likewise, we do a lot of testing on the residents to look for asymptomatic cases as well, because while an asymptomatic case may not be a big deal for the resident, if that spreads to other residents within the facility, it can really be a significant event.
What is the status of Catholic Health's COVID-only facility in Orchard Park?
So we do have patients over there right now, and that is continuing to function very well as a place where we can house patients recovering from COVID-19 or that have developed COVID-19 but not necessarily requiring hospitalization that would otherwise reside in one of the local nursing homes. So it really has offered another layer of protection for our long-term care residents. That was another really, really important step in terms of preventing further transmission in this extremely vulnerable population. I suspect you may have seen some of the news articles out there that, you know, up to 40% of COVID cases in the United States are really related to nursing home facilities.
Yeah, it is kind of eye-opening when you look at that. I'm wondering how it looks now. If somebody comes into, whether it's St. Joe's or just has coronavirus and is admitted to the hospital, how different is it now than, say, a few months ago? We heard so much in the beginning about ventilator use. Are ventilators still used the way they were at the beginning of this pandemic? What are some of the treatment options you have available now that you found have worked best?
That's a great question. So, you know, at Catholic Health, we've been trying to utilize as many of the treatment options that are out there that have some evidence behind them. And so far, over the past several months, there are a few things that have really come to the forefront. Number one, you may have heard about a drug called remdesivir, which is an antiviral agent that was undergoing a few different clinical trials. And in the middle of a large clinical trial across the United States, they put out some preliminary data that suggests that there's a fairly good reduction in the length of hospitalization related to that medication. So there's more evidence that needs to come out about that drug, but it is now available, and we do utilize that drug in our patients at the COVID treatment center that meet the criteria necessary for its use. In addition, there's been some very good information coming about the use of a common drug called dexamethasone, which is a steroid agent that sometimes is used to decrease inflammation for other diseases. And that medication seems to help with mortality, at least in some of the preliminary evidence that's being published out of the United Kingdom. So those are two really, really important advances in COVID-19 treatment, and I'm very hopeful that's going to help with our case fatality numbers in the future. Lastly, there's something called convalescent plasma, and what this is taking the liquid part of your blood called plasma that contains antibodies against COVID from people that have already recovered from the disease. And we were very early adopters of that in the COVID epidemic because there really wasn't any other treatment available, and this has a long-standing history in other infectious diseases. So we've been utilizing convalescent plasma since, I want to say, March at some point. I don't have the exact date on me, but those are the three main therapies that we utilize in addition to the supportive care that we've been offering the whole time, including ventilators and additional oxygen.
Well, it's interesting to see how this has all kind of evolved over the last months, and we thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. It's Dr. Kevin Shiley, Medical Director of Infection Prevention and Control for Catholic Health.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.